Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 207. And if you sneak a peek at www.gruntfreepress.com, there's a little something over there that's colloquially known as content, aka video game reviews. Quite possibly my most controversial one yet, I would say. So, I've sat here for 5 years and made pretty much every racial fucking slur I can about every group I can think of. Last month, like the entire month had been one big gay joke, which isn't even really that rare around here. I've even gone out on some of the longest limbs you can on the internet, on the internet tree, and you know, shit on and ranked on fucking autistic anime fans. It's quite dangerous, I would say. But after careful deliberation, I had to be honest with my Baldur's Gate review, which is, I mean, the original Baldur's Gate on PC. Didn't care for it too much. So that's probably going to ruffle a few filthy basement-dwelling feathers. But, you know, it is what it is. So, if you want, you can tell me I'm wrong by writing into podcast@gruntfreepress.com if you feel the need. Or leave a comment on the site. Still no comments at all on the fucking Discus shit on the website. But speaking of which, you know, if there's somebody named Tanya out there who sent an email around, I think it was February of 2018. So Tanya, if you're listening, I just went through my spam folder the other day and responded. So still not entirely sure if that was spam or not, but you know, again, if you're hearing this, I did respond. So I do pull through for my audience eventually. I'm Absolute Deicide, and we're going to jump right into the pile of shit that I've laid out lovingly before us, because last week ended on a cliffhanger of sorts. I mean, a vague cliffhanger with really about zero stakes to it. But I do have news to share. So I've actually got good news, and then I wouldn't even consider it bad news necessarily, but you know, neutral or fucking indifferent news, really, as far as the show goes. Doesn't really fucking matter, I mean, on your end. The good is I've got a surprise two-week vacation starting today. That means I'll be on all the usual fucking channels playing the shit out of some games. Probably about, you know, 40 plus hours a fucking week. Like it's my job or something to fucking play games and stream them on Twitch for nobody watching. Because, yeah, you know, for those two weeks, it basically will be my job. I mean, I've got fucking nothing better to do. Why not? And therein lies the neutralish news. I'm starting a new job. That alone shouldn't really affect anything here at all. We can just fucking full time fucking 40 hour a week job, just like I was doing before. So theoretically the same amount of time to do this bullshit as I did before. But the kicker is during the day, I'll be working normal people hours, you know, Monday through Friday, no weekends, I'll have fucking holidays off. It's not a fucking retail job, so I'm not going to have any more, tales from Black Friday. That's not going to happen anymore. So, you know, it's just fucking Monday through Friday during the day, you know, 7 to fucking 3:30 or whatever the fuck. So, if you ever wondered why these shows go up at the fucking ass crack of dawn on Tuesday morning. I think I've fucking explained this before, but I mean, those are just my fucking days off. My days off. Yep. Maybe I'll die before then. Who knows? But that's just how it worked best with the the vampire schedule that I was on. So, and now the tentative plan I have is to record this on Saturday morning, or I mean morning-ish, I would say around Saturday morning adjacent. Pretty much whenever I wake up and fucking find my way to this microphone at the start of my weekend, which is now, most of society's weekend as well, Saturday and Sunday, I'll record this fucking bullshit. Again, unless I fucking just figure out, maybe I do want my phone, whatever, and I might fucking switch it up somewhat, but that's what I'm going to be doing for the start anyway, as I get my bearings, so, whatever I get into the habit of, but it's still going to be weekly, and nothing else should really change. I know you probably heard that on other podcasts. If I can, it's going to little change here, but nothing's really going to change. I pretty much mean nothing's really going to change aside from the time that it goes out. There might be a bit more background noise, maybe, because other people will be up and about during the day. Again, it's going to be the fucking weekend, so. Yeah, my faggot dog might bark every now and then, but, again, we'll make fucking do. It's not fucking Oscar-winning fucking audio quality or anything like that. A Grammy-winning would have been a better analogy, whatever. So, who knows? I mean, maybe after a couple months of sunshine and socializing, I mean, my entire demeanor might change, and, maybe I'll become like a happy... This will be like a happy, positive podcast, and we'll turn it into like a Saturday morning cartoon show, and have like animated segues and bits and skits and shit. And I'll get a perky female co-host who despises me off air, and I'll start running family friendly ads and. But that's far in the future. Just for now, starting next episode, I'd look for it to drop around midday Saturday. If you really need to be on the bleeding edge of the Grunt Free Press podcast as soon as it fucking comes out. And I'm not going to Jew you guys by fucking skipping next Monday either. So episode 208. I'm just gonna be in 4 days. So it's going to be like an extra transitional fucking episode. I'm transitioning. So that also means if you're one of those weirdos who watches me play fucking games live, it's going to probably won't be any more early morning streams, during the fucking week. I'm going prime time. I mean, I'm going to be entering the crowded mainstream market of probably around about fucking 5 p.m. during the week, I would say. They'll be on after I get out of work at 3:30, 4 or whatever, an hour to fucking get my shit together. And then whenever the fuck I have spare time on Saturday and Sunday, which might mean more people watch, might mean less people watch, because I'll be with the fucking unwashed masses, but I'm still going to be playing the shit, playing the shit out of games, playing the same shitty games. Plus, it might work out for me with the increase of games that have been being released on Friday. That's how it's been going. More games have been shifting towards that. So I'll be with the rest of you fucking losers. Because this is the working retarded man's podcast, after all. And speaking of retarded, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, which is not a bad game, but it has its quirks and its fucking issues and all that. Do you like Metroidvanias? Then you'll probably like Bloodstained. I'm kind of lukewarm on the genre, on fucking Metroidvanias in general, so I'm somewhere in the middle with it. Mainly, I hate getting lost and having, like, no direction in fucking games. And, yeah, that's a big part of the genre, is what you're going to do a lot in those fucking games. The way I look at it is, it should be fairly straightforward to fucking, you know, it's fine if he's just like, oh, here's a map, and it's pretty clear what you have to do. It's, you know, when you have to clear out the map and collect fucking what's essential to get through the main path. And then, you know, beyond that, if you want to hide all these secrets and Easter eggs and power-ups and all that behind obscure shit that you have to do to get, like, just like the, you know, the auxiliary, the secondary, like, fucking shit, if that's all, like, obscure and fucking hard to find, like, that's fine, I get that. But what I ran into with Bloodstained was, number one, the map sucks in that fucking game. It's like inexcusably basic. There's no indications like where the doors are, or the doors that you need keys for anyway. Like, it doesn't fucking bother highlighting any points of interest other than where, like, NPCs are. It'll be like a fucking, whatever, purple, like, fucking diamond or something where the NPCs are. It doesn't really matter half the time. It shouldn't really matter anyway in fucking Metroidvanias, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I shouldn't be going around talking to people 50 times, which you kind of have to do, like a little bit in Bloodstained. So they show, like, the NPCs on the map. They show treasure chests, which could be helpful, but then, like, most of the treasure chests respawn, so you don't know, if it's one that has like a power up that you need in there, like, that you couldn't get to before, or if it's one you've opened 100 times before that's gonna have like 50 gold pieces in it or something like that, you know. So you don't know, like, if it's an important fucking thing you have to go to or what. It doesn't really differentiate. It's just fucking like, oh, there's like a chest on the map, like, oh, that means fucking nothing. So I just, like, stop looking at them, like, stop paying attention to them. And the map is huge, which should be a plus, but not when you're just fucking looking at this big maze with no objective. Like, you have no sense of where you're going. And for whatever reason, they when you pull up the map, like, it defaults to being zoomed, like, way out. Not even, it won't even be, like, centered on your location, like, your marker on the map. It's just zoomed out, and you're somewhere, wherever on the fucking map. So every time you want to look at it, it's like you have to hit the back button on the controller. It opens up the map. Hit A to then it'll center on you. And then you have to use the right stick to zoom in, you know, and it's just zoomed way out that it's fucking, like, useless. And even then, they think it was a good idea to have, like, a glowing yellow trail by your marker to show you where you've, like, recently moved. So, I mean, if you're, like, jumping around, like, fighting a bunch of shit and fucking, like, yeah, which you most likely were, you know, fighting enemies and jumping and backstepping and all this shit. I was like, oh, I got my, I'm kind of have my bearings all fucked up. Let me look at the map. And then it's fucking just like, then they have, like, the yellow trails just all over the place. It's completely useless. Doesn't help at all. This makes it harder to find, like, where you are, because, you know, you're just like a yellow dot amidst 20 other fucking yellow dots, like, all over the place. So it's like, this is fucking absolutely useless. Just makes it hard to, like, harder to fucking read. So you have to hit Y to turn that off, like on top of everything. So it's like, this is like the multi-step thing, just like, where the fuck am I on the map, and, like, where am I supposed to be going? It's fucking ridiculous. And I mean, that might not seem like much, but considering how many times you're going to be checking the fucking map, it just kind of kills your flow, you know, as you're playing the game. It's just like, oh, I'm going along playing the game. Instead of constantly, like, basically just be fucking pausing the game and looking, and then it's fucking, I do all this shit to even find out where the fuck I am, and it just makes it, like, harder to, like, mentally get an image of the castle in your head, or in my head anyway. That fucking bothered me. And that's in addition to a plethora of other things that kill the flow of the game. And, you know, by flow, I mean, it's like, It's an adventure game where the main reason to be playing is to explore. It's not like the older Castlevanias where there's action games pretty much and just trying to clear your way left to right or whatever. I mean, this is all about like exploring. So, I don't know about you, but I want the movement to be as like smooth and interrupted as possible as you go on. So, you get a feel of both like the time and the distance between the areas you're moving around in. What I'm trying to say is my memory and sense of direction fucking sucks. So anything that fucking interferes with my internal map making systems pisses me off, and fucking Bloodstained's kind of like full of that shit. Every time you collect a new shard, like the shards in the game, those are your equipable items pretty much, there's a bunch, you have like your armor and shit, and the shards are like your powers, we'll say. Like, is everything from like your passive abilities to sub weapons to the traversal techniques you need to, movement things like, the movement power ups you need to get into new areas. You get those by defeating enemies usually, and they'll fucking give you the shards. But every time you get a new shard, this fucking flashy animation plays out where fucking Miriam gets fucking lifted in the air. Miriam's the fucking main character, by the way. I'm fucking horrible at explaining games. I don't know. 5 more years, I'll get this down. So fucking Miriam, you get a new fucking shard, and then, like, every time you get a new one, fucking the character, Miriam, gets fucking lifted into the air, and then time will stop. Just, the game pauses again. It just pauses the game as this happens. A giant shard goes through her body, and you get this, it'll give you like an item description of whatever you got, like, almost like Mega Man or something like that, like fucking, you get the fucking heretical grinder, and then like a little short description underneath, like, this projects a spinning blade to pierce foes in front of you, and like fucking, like, okay, but that's like cool. That'd be cool again if it was like Mega Man where you're getting 8 total in the game. It's like, yeah, fine, fucking stop it, make a big flashy thing about it. But there's like a shit ton of there's a bunch of tards in the game, and there's a bunch of shards that you collect in the fucking game. And early on, it's like, when you don't have, when you're first like building up, like every other fucking enemy you kill is going to give you something. So, and the game fucking pauses almost like every time you kill something, the game like fucking pauses, the fucking animation plays out, screen freezes, the shard goes in, and blah, 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 all this shit happens. I get the description. And again, just fucks you all up when you're trying to like get from, I just want to get from point A to B, and it's just fucking, I'm just constantly being stopped by this shit of fucking like, I don't know, it's like, I'm going here, and let me check the map, I have to pause, do all that shit for that, no, there's a shard, fucking the game stops, the fucking animation goes, it messes with the combat a little bit too, it's fucking, again, you're just fucking like, I get my groove, my flow, and just stop and all the time to do the shit. As great as it is on paper, that there's like, there's over like 100 shards or whatever the fuck, I don't know what the exact number is, we'll say like there's 100 fucking shards, like 100 powers you can collect in the game. Every time, they all have like the same animation when you get them, that there's no indication that, this one is fucking whatever, like what you like more important than the other one. Like, this is the one that you need that you've been waiting for to teleport inside walls or whatever. Your double jump, like shit like that, you'd expect. Or, like, again, in a Metroidvania, that traversal fucking shit, like, that's what you need. Like, the movement shit, that should be like a bigger deal than fucking, like, I can shoot a fireball or something that I'm never going to use. It's really not that good. Like, you just start like skipping through the fucking, just you're getting like so many of them all the time, you just don't even pay attention to the fucking descriptions. So you can keep fucking play, you just want to keep playing the game, it's fucking like, I got another fucking thing, like after like the 20th one of it, fucking like, another shard, sure, fucking skip it, and then like it could be something important that you don't even like realize that you just got. So Then you know you're fucking like stuck, and you have fucking like no idea. Like, I think I did everything. Like, I think I cleared out the fucking map. You're running around like no idea what you have for fucking like shards at that point, unless you like go through this fucking massive list fucking one by one and fucking read them all. Like the shit you've like, I didn't use fucking most, like 80% of them I didn't even fucking like use. So it's like, oh, well, I guess this one is, you know, is fucking the double jump. That's kind of important. No, I mean, you don't have to even equip that shit, I don't think. But, you know, it's fucking like, you know, they separate them by categories, but the categories don't really make much sense. So it's like, it's directional and passive and some, I don't even fucking know what the other ones are, but the problem is like some of the categories will only have a half a dozen shards in them or so. You know, there'll be five or six fucking different things in them. And then like you go to like the other page and there's fucking like 50 or whatever. It's just a shit ton, just a huge list of them. And there will be ones buried in that long list that are the ones you need for like the traversal, the movement shit, like the important ones to fucking get through shit you couldn't before. Like for instance, you have like this ability to extend a beam of light that will bounce off of these reflective surfaces and mirrors and shit that are all in the castle, so you can get to key places you couldn't get before. There's some main path places you have to get to by using that reflector beam or something. They put that shard in the list with like all the offensive abilities because you have to use the right stick to aim it. So it's, oh, well, that's a directional ability or whatever. So it was 50 other fucking things, you know? So, and then even when I was stuck on that, like I had to go into the fucking forum, like the Steam discussion, and be like, dude, like what the fuck is my game broken? Cause I've just fucking gotten pretty sure. I just fucking got the thing I needed, the reflector beam to get through this shit. I just can't find this fucking shard. And even like people who were like, you know, you should probably check your, I'm like, oh, dude, I'm checking my list. I can't find it. I'm going through like 50 fucking things. And like, oh, we'll check like this and that and fucking like whatever. Nobody knows what the fuck those stupid categories are called because they make no sense. Again, it's fucking, you know, directional, passive, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, you know, I know what passive means. I don't even know what the fuck the other two are. They're like, oh, check like the purple one or whatever. And I'm like, fucking, like, check the purple. I'm like, this is not, I don't know, dude. Fucking huge list of all this shit. So, but then even when I found it, I'm like, fucking, like, all right, here it is, the fucking reflector beam in like directional category or whatever. So using that to fucking, you know, go through the places you know, bouncing the lights off mirrors and fucking teleporting there and shit. But every time you use it, it's fucking like, all right, well, I have to pause, like, unequip the fucking thing I have, like, my offensive thing I have now, and go to that, you know, fucking scroll down a couple dozen fucking times to put the heretical grinder fucking away, then the reflector beam on, use the reflector beam, go through that fucking list again. It's kind of a pain in the ass. Like, I don't understand why they didn't just categorize it into, like, you know, offensive, defensive shit that you like, all the optional ones, you know what I mean, and then have one just like traversal of like the main abilities you need to move shit around, and then like passive, like that would make more sense than whatever the fuck they did. Because, yeah, then you could just leave everything as it is. Like, all right, I like the way my, you know, the two, like, I have like an offensive thing of, you know, something I'm using to fucking attack, and then just swap the fucking traversal ones when you need to, like the what those ones, like the fucking reflector beam or like the fucking shit you need to swim through water. Like, I mean, that just gets to be a real pain in the nutsack, because you get to like the underwater sections, and there's another offensive directional shard you need to use to steer yourself underwater. You're blowing jet streams or some shit out of your fucking hands to swim through the water. But it's like, all right, so I have that on, but then you find like a treasure chest on the floor or whatever. And yet then it's like, all right, well, you can't get that yet you have to turn on, go to like a passive ability, go to like the passive list and turn one of those on so you can sink to the bottom. You know, you can walk on the fucking floors while you're underwater. It's another whole other thing you have to do. Switch that on, and then fucking like then you're real slow, so you have to switch that off again, and it makes no sense. It just seems like it's really fucking not thought out. Like it's poorly designed how they have all the abilities sectioned off, not fast at all. Yeah, I mean overall, I like the game. I might not sound like it, but you know, it's pretty good. I just didn't. Don't have the time or the inclination to get more in depth. It's like I played it. I'm like fucking like, this game's got some problems, but overall I like it. You know, it's an explore the Castlevania. I think that's a better term than Metroidvania. Just call it explore the Castlevania. So I mean, those obviously aren't my fucking favorite types of Castlevania, favorite genre, and definitely not my favorite type of Castlevania. Again, I'm a Rondo of Blood guy, or the first one, you know what I mean, or any of those fucking ones that aren't fucking explore the Castlevanias. But you know, it's an okay one of those. It's an okay explore the Castlevania. I'm gonna keep repeating that till it catches on. So you know, I hated getting stuck and lost, but that's just how those games work. And you can read my review on the site. And let's move on, because we have some catch-up to do. So, some games of critical importance, as they say. Like Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. I wrote a review for that like a fucking month ago, but I'm just catching up now. So, I don't remember. I don't even remember if I did my fucking trying to get Star Wars Knights of the Republic, trying to get that game to run on PC. I don't know if I did that rant or not, but you can use your imagination. You know how it went. The game does not run well on modern PCs, and that's the long and short of it, really. I just don't play it on PC. It's a pain in the ass. It will run, but it'll run in a fucking tiny little window that's a quarter of the size of your fucking monitor. Then I tried doing the community fix bullshit. Just going through forums and searching them how to get the thing to fucking work, and YouTube videos, and it didn't work. I mean, it's PC gaming, folks. Just running down fucking checklists of what I'm supposed to do, downloading fucking shady programs from shady sites, or following links that don't work anymore somewhere. You know, some guy was like fucking like, oh, all you have to do is follow these easy steps, you know, like replying like directly to me. He's like, dude, it's not bad at all, just do this. And he gives you like this 15 step fucking list, and I'm going down, I'm like, all right, you know, fucking no fresh install, so I have to uninstall the game completely, fucking get rid of the directory, and fucking reinstall it, download it again, and all this shit, go here, fucking do this, switch this fucking setting, and blah, 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 and then fucking, and then one of the fucking steps is just inevitably fucking, like, broken. It's just like a broken link that goes to nowhere. So, stop me if you've heard this one before. So, I ended up fucking buying the game three times. I mean, I already had it on Steam. It fucking didn't work. I think I've had it for original Xbox originally. I might have bought it twice on original Xbox at some point, but modern day, you know, I had it on fucking Steam, going through all that shit, couldn't get it to work. Or, I mean, really, I could just couldn't get the widescreen fixes to work was the main thing. It's just fucking like, dude, I'm not playing in this, you know, I have like this huge monitor and this fucking like tiny little window I'm looking in. I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking playing. Like, this is every day. I tried doing it. I'm like, dude, I'm just like squinting and fucking, you know, it's just absurd. So, I'm not gonna fucking shove my fucking eyeball directly into the fucking monitor to play this game. There's a different process you have to go through. I'm looking at this, like, all the solutions of the widescreen fix, and there's always, like, two different, it's like, oh, if you have the Steam version, do this, but if you have the GOG version because it's DRM free. Like, fuck it, there's like other steps you can take. So I'm like, well, I'll try it on fucking GOG. Like, maybe if I buy it on GOG, it'll just be easier or whatever. Maybe like those steps will not be broken and like outdated and actually work. So I bought it on GOG again. That's all, you know, because there's no DRM, like that solves everything, right? But no, it was the same exact shit. It still didn't work. Nothing fucking worked. So, I bought the fucking OG Xbox version, and lo and behold, for whatever reason, again, just on a fucking console, it's like, hey, I put the disc in and it just fucking worked. So, flawless, again, it wasn't like widescreen, obviously, you know, it was 4x3 or whatever, but at least it fills up the screen in one direction at least, you know, and then I can deal with the black bars on the fucking left and the right, like, that's okay. And at least I can read the fucking text. So, I'm reading my text right now. I got a text that says, like, hey, take a break there, Chief. So that's what I'm going to do, and I'll be back.
Thank you. All the Japanese with their yen, the party boys call the Kremlin, and the Chinese know, oh well, they walk the line like Egyptian. All the cops in the donut shop say, an Egyptian.
Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, takes place a long time ago in a galaxy far away. Yeah, it's Star Wars, but good Star Wars. It's set thousands of years before A New Hope, because even back then, before the Disney incident, George Lucas was kind of a cunt about continuity, not in a good way as far as video games went. There are some horror stories out there. I forget what game it was for, but there was an infamous meeting with some developers that were making a Star Wars game, and something like this. I mean, they're running all the fucking characters they had in the game. You know, they're having like a sit down meeting with them, and they stuff like, here's the names of all the characters we have in our game, and this is who they are and shit. And George Lucas kept denying all the names they had for the Sith Lords. They asked him, like, all right, well, you don't like any of the ones we have, so do you have any like suggestions, like what we should do for, you know, the Darths and the fucking Lords and all, you know, all that shit. And yeah, George Lucas goes, how about Darth Bad Guy? And they were like waiting for him to like laugh and like fucking like, I'm just kidding, guys, or whatever. But he didn't, like, he wasn't kidding. Like, he was just like staring at him dead face. And then he kind of like just fucking like sat there. And this kind of went through the rest of the meeting. And they were just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what is this shit? So, So Knights of the Republic, they still have like facsimiles of what is, like, you know, established Star Wars stuff, even though it takes place thousands of years before the original movie. You know, they have, you know, the Force, the fucking Sith and the Jedi, some familiar planets from the movies, you know, Tatooine and Kashyyyk and Dantooine and all that shit. which that was cool to just have that in the game back then when it released, because it was Dantooine, like, you know, that gets blown up in the first half an hour of A New Hope, you know, Princess Leia's home planet, spoilers maybe. And it's like, oh cool, you can actually go there and fucking check it out. And added a little bit to the movie, and your ship is called the Ebon Hawk, but it's a little bit different. It's basically the fucking Millennium Falcon, more or less. It's the you have like the Empire equivalent there. I don't know if they even call them the Empire, but yeah, you know, the giant fucking evil government versus a ragtag rebellion of sorts. But the story's original, and it's not really bogged down by Skywalkers, which is really a problem that persists to this day with the fucking movies. Is that everybody has to know each other. Everything's gonna, it's like, no, at least this is like a fresh start, even if it's a similar type of story. Kind of, not really, but I mean, you know, it's like still definitely a Star Wars fucking story, but it's not just fucking bogged down by everything's got to be connected to fucking Luke and Leia and, you know, their kids and Darth Vader and the Emperor and all that shit. It's like, no, this is pretty original as far as that goes. So, yeah, you know, it's an RPG, a BioWare RPG to be precise. So, if you played Dragon Age or more of a direct comparison would be Mass Effect. I mean, it's very Mass Effect-y. I remember playing like the first Mass Effect. I mean, like, this is pretty much like kind of the conceit of Mass Effect was like, well, they want to, BioWare kind of wanted to do another Knights of the Old Republic, but not be tied down to the license. So they kind of did their own thing, and you know. So, I mean, you create your own character at the beginning with, you know, they have all the appearance sliders, pick your backstory, your stats, your perks. Your name is going to be Revan, though. Wait, no, maybe not. Oh, okay, fuck, that's a huge spoiler, but I guess not. I just wrote that down, and I'm like, wait a minute, no, it's not. It's fucking, like, whatever, it's it just spoiled the entire ending of the game, but whatever, you should have fucking played it anyway. So, you wake up on a ship that's, being attacked, and I was thinking of fucking, it was Shepard. I was like, fucking, like, oh, it's like Mass Effect, where your last name's gonna be Shepard, but I don't think that's the case in this game. I just ruined the entire game. This is what I do. I'm a professional. So, yeah, you wake up on a ship that's being attacked and boarded by, Imperial-like forces, kind of like the start of a certain Star Wars movie or something, A New Hope. I spoiled that, too. I spoiled the beginning of A New Hope. I'm a piece of shit. So, you have amnesia, and you're trying to figure out why, why you have amnesia and, like, who you are, and it's a pretty, again, like Knights of the Republic, it's, if you've been paying it, if you're older than, like, I don't know, at this point, 20, maybe, like, I'd say, like, 20, which you should be if you're listening to this anyway, you know, the whole, like, amnesia thing now is considered pretty hacky, but Knights of the Republic is a big reason why, you know, why they fucking use that trope so many times. You know, they did it so well in fucking Old Republic and, like, nailed the plot twist, and everybody started copying that and fucking, and I'd say, like, oh, what about, like, Planescape Torment? Now that game sucked and nobody fucking played it, so I'd say Knights of the Republic was more of a hit. You know what I mean? Like, more people probably looked at that and, like, fucking, like, oh, why did that story work well? And it's, you know what I mean? It's a template people could fucking use and put different shit in there. But, yeah, so the combat in the game is turn-based, kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty turn-based. Like, as soon as you get into range of an enemy, the game will pause. And then you can queue up to, like, four commands for each party member, and then you unpause it and just kind of it plays out. But it starts out pretty simple, where you just use your basic standard, like, attacks, or use an item like a med pack, or throw a grenade. But once you start gaining, like, some Jedi powers, and you have other Jedi in your party, and you start going for you can queue up some like combos. Like, I'm going to throw my lightsaber and then jump in for a normal attack, then do a force whirlwind or whatever, which will, you know, pick people up off the fucking ground and incapacitate people. And then I'll just like do like an area of attack, like push and knock everybody back. And then like, oh, I'm going to do like the jump again, like a standard attack, which will jump into anybody who's like out of range. You know what I mean? And fucking, then like, I'll make sure at that point it might get hit a couple times. I'm going to go to like, a healer and have them do like a healing fucking force power. And, somebody will be hanging back with a blaster and fucking, you know what I mean? Make sure they're fucking like whatever, doing like power sniper shots and power attacks and shit. So just like queuing up all the shit and like letting it go. And if you're doing like four moves in a row and like something happens, like, oh man, something fucked up, so I gotta like stop and you can like clear everything out and like do it, you know, set it up again and all that. So, turn based kind of, I mean, it is, but again, it's just like a pause and you can, each move takes so long, you know. So it's still, I mean, playing it now, but I still think it's a pretty good combat system. It's still stat heavy, where there's dice rolls and shit. You have to worry about armor class and like roll to hit like a certain armor class and all that shit. They have quite a large skill tree, and you know, your options for the force powers you pick are governed by, you know, if you choose to do light side or dark side or Jedi or Sith during the course of the story, you're gonna get fucking different light or dark side points. There's a meter of fucking light or dark, and like I think if you go up, depending on like what powers you're picking, like all light side powers, and then like you end up doing shit in the story that makes you like go into like the Sith territory on that meter. If you start going into the red instead of the blue, I think it takes more. It'll take more fucking like mana, whatever the force power meter. Like you have like a certain amount that like refills over time. Like it'll take more to do the powers that are on like the opposite side of your fucking what's called like a morality bar type of thing. Whatever you want to call it. And then, you know, if you wear heavy armor or robes, like there's certain powers that won't work if you wear in heavy armor. So, I mean, you can build a pretty unique character and take the party members with you that are going to work well together. It's one of those games where you have to specialize in a couple skills, really. Like, I started focusing on three or four skills where I'm like, oh, well, I'll make sure I have, like, you know, whatever, first aid and security. It's a security in the game is basically fucking lockpicking and computers to hack into those and, like, repair or whatever. That's actually, like, one or two, like, skills too many to focus on because, yeah, I mean, by the end of the game, I'm like, fucking, like, oh, I was really, like, towards the end, I'm like, oh, I maybe did pick too many, so I'm just going to focus on, like, the security to, like, unlock doors. But towards the end, I'm just, like, running into these doors, and you're just like, oh, your skill's too low, or whatever, oh, the computer skill is too low to hack into the computer, and it's like, I don't think I was even, like, close to the number, like, that, like, they wanted. I'd use boosts and, like, special tools to boost the what I had already, and I still couldn't do it. So you really need, like, two you should really be picking to focus on, like, pumping points and do one of those games. You can't really be like a jack of all trades. You really have to focus in on like one or two things. The balance of everything's a little uneven, I would say, but not necessarily in like a bad or a broken way. The early battles, you can really get your ass kicked in a couple seconds. If you like critical hit Sonya and somebody throws a grenade or some shit, and you're not gonna be able to fucking like heal your way out of it. You're just gonna fucking get fucked up in a couple seconds and just like, oh, grenade, fucking that's like 3/4 of my health, and then like, oh, a critical hit and you're done. You know, you really just have to prepare beforehand by using like boosts and consumables and shit, and like turn on like an energy shield that will absorb like certain types of damage. So you have to like be like, oh, I'm going into this type of thing where people are using blasters or whatever. So I throw on a shield to protect you from that. And you can like do just like toss every grenade you have if you need to. If it's like fucking like, oh, there's something that's just going to be a bitch, it's going to take forever to fucking take down. So if it's like a Rancor or something like that, just fucking like, oh, just toss a bunch of fucking grenades at them, like everyone that you have. It uses like everything in your inventory that you have at your disposal, pretty much. Gradually, and yeah, you know, because of the way the game is set up, where once you finish the starting planet, Taris, which is probably I would say it's like the most difficult like area, is like the one you start out in. Easy, you just fucking don't have any, like you have like no powers, you're like real weak, and you're running into certain spots where you're facing pretty tough enemies and shit. I thought like the beginning of the game was probably the toughest. But once you're done with that, you can choose to progress in any order that you want. I think there's like six planets or so to go to, and some of them are more story heavy, or some are more like puzzle heavy. Some are almost like all combat. So, you know, if you do like the non-combat ones first, and you know, you'll level up and get money and get better equipment, and you'll have, as you're leveling up, it's like, oh, now I have like more force powers I can use. Then you can fucking like slaughter shit. You know, if you go to like the combat ones afterwards, it's like, well, I'm just gonna fucking mow these fuckers down. I'm like pretty fucking high level now. So then you like gain more XP from that, and it kind of like snowballs to the point where the game's almost too easy, where it's fucking like, oh, there's like a big moment where you're facing like a boss. It's fucking like, I'm just going to jump in and just fight, you know, and I'm just going to jump in and fucking hack away at him for 2 minutes and he's just fucking done. But then they funnel you at the end, like to like one location. Like it's just like, then you're just back on like a linear path of like, well, now you have like one spot you have to go to, then another spot you have to go to. And it becomes like difficult again, because they're anticipating that you're going to be all powered up. So they make the enemies and shit like more fucking powerful, and the situations are a little bit tougher to get out of. So, I would actually say they did a good job with the difficulty, which isn't really an easy task for like an RPG like this. So I think overall, I think it's pretty fucking good. The structure of it is kind of what is known as the BioWare formula, or it was pretty standard. Like, oh, it's a BioWare game where you fucking, again, there's a couple planets you go to, and then it opens up, and then they funnel you towards the end. That's what it used to be known as when, you know, BioWare made good games. They used kind of the same structure for Mass Effect and like Dragon Age, but I think Knights of the Old Republic is kind of like the beginning of that template for those modern games, anyway, modern-ish games. It works. I think it's a compromise between like a full open world and something completely linear. The planets you visit are pretty large, and there's all these side quests and like little mini games to do on all the planets you go into. The only downside to that being sometimes if you don't like the location that you're in, you're gonna be stuck there for a while, because it's like, oh, it's this huge planet to fucking like do a bunch of shit in, and I'm just like, oh, I don't like fucking being here. But the first city there, Taris, I think I was working on that for like 10, 12 hours or something like that, and you just have no option to go anywhere else. And you're trying to make sure that you do everything there, because yeah, you want to maximize your XP, because again, that's probably the hardest part in the game, is that first planet. So it's like fucking like, oh, I'm trying to like just fucking explore everything, do everything I can, every little side quest. You're still learning the game, so everything takes a long time, and the storylines and shit aren't bad there. It's not like fucking like, oh, this sucks, like the writing's bad or the story, like what you're doing is bad. But it's just fucking like, Jesus Christ, like, let's just get cracking. I've just been fucking on this planet for so fucking long. It's a really slow start, you know. It was making me worry that I'm like, oh, you know, the game maybe isn't nearly as good as I remembered it being, but And just on that first, on fucking, like, Terrace, I'm, like, fucking, like, oh, like, this might not be, if the whole game is like this, this is going to be kind of shitty, but, it picks up, and it gets better the further along you play. Once you start picking, like, oh, I want to go here and check it out, and then fucking, like, oh, maybe I'll, yeah, sometimes they send you to other places, like, fucking, you'll get a quest, like, on fucking Tatooine, like, oh, go back to Dantooine and, you know, do like, fucking talk to somebody there. So he's kind of, like, going back and forth a little bit, and it gets a lot better as you play, except for that fucking water world. Not the one with Kevin Costner. I think I'd rather watch fucking that movie than play the fucking water planet from fucking Knights of the Republic. Yeah, that fucking water world is fucking slow. Like, it's almost all talking about the politics of fucking the kelp trade practices and tariffs and fucking all that shit. You know, you get arrested and put on trial twice on that fucking, in that place, and both times they pull that horseshit where they take all your equipment because, you know, you're arrested. So it's fucking like, oh, now you're just in your fucking robes or whatever, your underwear and whatever. And fucking, you just have to, like, sit through your trial and blah, 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 all this fucking, like, talking. And it's like, dude, it's so uninteresting. And then, we have to make sure the Sith don't, you know, oh, we're a neutral planet and blah, blah, blah. It's like fucking really fucking boring shit. So yeah, they take all your equipment, and then it's fucking like, as soon as the trial's over, which is like, I don't know, 15 minutes just sitting there listening to fucking dialogue, then they give you all your equipment back afterwards. But it's fucking like, all right, well, now I have to go through, like, they don't, like, equip what you had on before, so you have to go through, like, hundreds of pieces of armor and fucking weapons and shields and fucking neural interfaces and try to remember what you've head for a setup, and I just fucking, like, hate that shit. Whereas I had everything set up like how I wanted it, and just fucking leave me alone. Like, don't take my shit off. And you know what I mean? Like, I'll go through when I feel like it, and it's like piece by, you know, when I get a new piece of something, I'll look at it and put it on. Not like fucking, oh, I've been playing for 30 hours. It's like, oh, all your shit's off. Well, do you remember what you had? And like, some shit, like, looked really similar, and like, fucking, like, I don't know why I had something on, and there's usually very specific reasons I have those things equipped the way they were, and then don't, you know what I mean? I might be like, fucking, like, well, this one's more powerful, but I want to do this right now, and this helps, whatever the fuck. Like, somebody in my party, I want to give this to later, but they're not in there because I needed somebody else, so just remember to hang on to that and wear this instead, and then fucking, just don't fucking, like, arbitrarily take everything away and just fucking, like, then they do it twice, like, fucking, like, all right, cool, I get it set up, and then, like, fucking, like, 2 hours later, like, oh, yeah, come with us, you get fucking arrested again, they do the same shit. It's like, dude, fuck you, man, I hate that shit. That's almost as bad as removing a party member because of story reasons, and they do that a couple times too, but thankfully, I mean, they do it with the fucking, it seems, I think it happened, like, both, like, a couple times with the Jedi in your party, and like there's multiple Jedi you can pick from. They're pretty similar, almost like identical powers for them. So it's like fucking, like, oh no, fucking that chick, the Jedi was my healer, and she's gone. And fucking, like, you know, 2 seconds later, like, oh, hey, here's another Jedi, another dude who's fucking, it's pretty much the same thing. He can heal too, so whatever. At least with the Jedi, their equipment is pretty much as simple as it gets. You don't have to think about it. It's just fucking like, oh, they have, like, a robe on, and they have a lightsaber, and that's it. So, you know, you end up with fucking, as you're going around slaughtering fucking, like, the Sith fucking Jedi, whatever, the Sith fucking lords, and fucking all these, like, whatever, other, like, dark Jedi or whatever. You just end up with fucking a pile of robes and lightsabers anyway in your inventory. So it's like fucking, like, oh, well, I don't know, fucking, here's some new guy, like, oh, here you go, here's a fucking lazy, I was there's fucking have a million of them, here you go. But yeah, another annoying thing is the alien languages, for whatever reason, and I would say 70% of the dialogue in the game is not in English, like the spoken dialogue. You know, they do like the Star Wars alien gibberish, which is, I mean, that's impressive at first for a little bit, that they went through the trouble of learning and recording Wookiee and Huttese and whatever, a dozen other fucking different fake languages for the game. And, you know, they sound fairly authentic to what's in the movies. I mean, I'm sure they followed some kind of, like, style guide. But, then you start picking up on, like, you know, it's like, you know, you start, like, picking up on the repeating, like, sound clips and, you know, phrases and, like, inflections and shit. And fucking, like, oh, there's, I guess this is just fucking just kind of, like, nonsense baby talk. That's just kind of, like, it sounds, like, unique, I guess. It sounds like a language, but after a while, it's like, oh, it's kind of just fake bullshit, I guess. And I was letting all of that play out, just, you know, to be immersed, I guess, and make it more cinematic. Even though I'd read through, they have like the subtitles come up on the screen as the talk, and I'd read through the subtitles way before they were ready, way before like the fucking language was done. But then you fucking realize, like, it's already, I'm like, dude, it's already a long game. It's already like a 40-hour plus fucking game. Why am I sitting here like a fucking asshole? I already read through this shit. I'm just fucking like listening to fucking, you know, goo ba bee ba boo ba ba boo ba ba, and fucking for 5 minutes. So I started like I started playing the game like it was like text only, and just it kind of fucks with the vibe because the dialogue is just fucking annoying to listen to after a while, and it's like getting like cut off it's like, oh, I'm reading, and you know, just cuts off the fucking the voice dialogue, and when you skip it basically. So it's like fucking like, God, I mean, it was like slow and annoying, but now it's like a different kind of annoying, whereas it's fucking boop up, beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like cut, it was like stuff, like stuttering and shit as you fucking like reading it. And I mean, either way you do it, I mean, if you're gonna sit there and let it like auto fucking scroll through or whatever, auto fucking switch the subtitles, but, or you move them yourself. I mean, you're still reading subtitles, and you get in the habit of not even looking at the characters that are speaking, and even when you do run into somebody who speaks English, you know, it's usually like the most important characters in the game speak English, and it'll be during key moments of the story. And you're just so used to looking down, like not even looking at the, you know, the top half of the screen, you're just looking down at the fucking subtitles. So usually reading a fucking looking at the text box whenever you're in the close up dialogue mode. So yeah, you get to these fucking points in the story that's supposed to be emotional or fucking like whatever, like something important's happening. You just fucking immediately just look down and start reading through. And even though they're speaking English, you're barely looking at the faces. So I mean, that's what I do in real life too. But I'm pretty sure that goes hand in hand with the autism. So, Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic, still a good game. That simple fucking pause and play turn based combat system works all right still. It's much better than what BioWare was doing before with the Infinity Engine, I think. Which we'll get to that in due time. Fucking Infinity Engine games, besides Fallout, obviously, but wasn't BioWare. So, I mean, yeah, it can be. The game can be a little slow and fucking wordy, I think. Alien wordy. You know, sometimes you get like the same, as you're going around, like, oh, I want to go try to talk to everybody in the game and like learn more and all this shit. And you know, you're running around talking to NPCs and you get a lot of the same information repeated multiple times from different people. But I think over, you know, the Knights of the Republic, I think it holds up all right. It's still pretty fun. Story is still fucking classic. The mini games that are in there are a nice change of pace, like the swoop racing and the turret sequences, and the Pazak fucking card game is pretty addictive. So, thumbs up. But I mean, you already for the game overall, but you already knew that because you read the review. So let's move on to something new, like Doom. Not Doom Eternal, but regular old pixelated 2D Doom. But still new Doom. I mean, not even that new at this fucking point. But I played Sigil. Or Sigil. 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 Sickle. Sigil. The new semi-official episode for Doom by John Romero. You know, the guy who fucking designed most of the maps for the original game. He released what you would could call like a map pack or a mod for Doom. I love Doom, but I'm not one of those people who fucking plays it. I'm one of these people who's like obsessed with it, plays it almost like exclusively and has been for the past 25 years or whatever. You know, I don't like keep up with all the community made levels and wads and shit. I'll give you a fucking wad. I really don't give two flying fucks about mods in general. There's way too fucking many like real games to play to get caught up with in like that scene, you know what I mean? And scenes are gay in general, so I mean I'm not that impressed that somebody, you know, fixed some broken code or added whatever Thomas the Tank Engine to a game that other people did like 99% of the work on, and then like fucking like, oh dude, I fucking did this thing, and fucking like, oh, check out my mod. It's all right, dude, if that's something you do as like a hobby or whatever, people like fucking around with that, that's fine, but again, at some point, just make your own fucking game. Like, I can't stand just fucking like, oh, dude, it's so much better because of this, dude. The game's so much better because of this and that, and fucking this version is better, dude. This fucking modded version, you have to play this. It's like, no, I don't. I'm going to play the original game. And if it sucks, it sucks. I'll go play another game and see if that one sucks, too. But anyway, John Romero, making shit like that I'm interested in. So, yeah, I look at Sigil as like an expansion pack almost, and before I tried it, I kept hearing other people complain that it wasn't as good as some of the fan made levels because they complained about like, oh, he only used assets from the original game, he didn't use anything new in there, that the community is like, oh, dude, the community's been using other shit for years, dude. All he did was use the original fucking assets. It's like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point, isn't it? It's like a map pack that could have been released in fucking like 1995 or whatever the fuck, you know? It's like, it's supposed to be like official, like from just Doom, like not like fucking like, dude, you didn't use whatever. I don't know, dude. It's kind of a dumb criticism if you ask me. The cool part of it was seeing what he could do with the knowledge that he has of the tools that were fucking available to him pretty much like at the time, like just building the map from the tools that he had back then more or less, and going in with a fresh eye and seeing what he could do. I wasn't expecting him to be on the bleeding edge of the fucking Doom fan community or whatever and what they were up to. Because I can guarantee he does not fucking care about that. Fucking 25 years later, like, he probably thinks it's neat that people still dick around with the game that he made back then. But I'm willing to bet he's moved on with his life. You know, then he comes back and fucking like, oh, he didn't use the fucking brutal ZX pixel densifiers from fucking Bunny Man 7's seminal buzzsaw tools he released, and fucking like that's, well, it's been a standard since 2015. Why is he releasing a game in 2019 without it? And yeah, fuck you, you know. Sigil plays like Doom because it is Doom, and I'd say the general theme of the levels are a lot of claustrophobic traps, you know, just a lot of like fuck you moments where you'll be fighting on like narrow ledges and lost souls are popping out of like fucking hidey holes that are camouflaged by vines, and caco demons are floating up from pits at the same time. You just in such like close quarters, you can't really use rockets a lot of the times, so or you're gonna fuck yourself up. It's just a lot of a few like crushing ceilings and shit, and like some teleportation puzzles, if you want to call them that. Plenty of like, you know, there's a lot of shotgun guys and imps that'll be in cages, like they're Mexican kids, so you have to carefully strafe left and right on fucking narrow walkways, trying to like, you know, get out of the way of their fire and shit and take care of them. While you shoot them, just like you should with a you know the rest. So what that amounts to is Sigil feels like a, you know, feels a little gimmicky, like fucking There are definite, like, there's a definite right way to play through the levels, and they're kind of like linear, and they don't give you much ammo or health flying around. So it's can be a bit on the difficult side, where you just have to kind of figure out what you have the trial and error kind of like fucking like, oh well, figuring out what they want you to do, kind of what John Romero wants you to, how he wants you to play it. So it's also kind of short too. I mean, I was playing on Hurt Me Plenty, and it took me maybe like 3 hours to go through it. But you know, I'm not the best Doom player, so take from that what you will. And some people are like, oh, dude, you're not doing like ultra violence or something, like fucking like, no, I just did Hurt Me like Plenty. It's the one above like the normal, I think. And it's just like, yeah, it was short, but it was also kind of tough. Like it was still tough, you know, I was still dying a lot and fucking reloading. So Sigil, I mean, it's all right. I believe it's free. If you just want to play it, you can just download it and play it. I mean, you need Doom installed, obviously. You need fucking the base Doom, some version of it. It's actually really simple to run it, though. I mean, just fucking, once you download it, you just drag and drop the file, the WAD, onto the launcher, and like there you go. It just fucking like starts up. Or, I mean, I paid for the game that came with the alternate soundtrack by Buckethead. It's CD quality instead of like the MIDI soundtrack that comes with the free version. And it's pretty good. I liked it. I actually did like the music in there, the Buckethead. And I'm not too familiar with Buckethead, but I'm like, fuck, that's pretty cool. He did a good fucking like Doom sounding fucking soundtrack. It's pretty cool. Like Sigil, I mean, it was a cool thing to check out for a few hours anyway, I'll say that much. It didn't blow me away. I was like, oh my god, dude, this is amazing. But as far, you know, the levels, I don't think they're not as good or as fun to play as the original game, but what do you expect? I mean, those are classics that were designed and came out like at a very particular fucking time, you know. Time and place is lightning in a bottle, as you might say. Just like this podcast is that one good episode that I'm never going to repeat. So, after that, I'm like, oh, this is cool. It's pretty easy just to fucking get this shit running and fucking just drop the file onto another file and just fucking like launches. I'm like, oh, dude, is it like that easy to start running like just these Doom mods and shit? So, I tried to run like another WAD after that, because you know, Sigil was so easy to set up, and the one I tried after that, like fucking, it just didn't work. Like it said, I was like missing files or something, and that was the end of my days in the WAD community. So, all right, so we're catching up. I'm still kind of looking at my list of streams that I did during my last vacation, and but we're crossing the 2 weeks ago mark. But luckily we've got this kind of bonus episode, you would say, on Saturday as we move our schedules to Saturday. So look, again, it's 4 days. So prepare your buttholes for that. We're moving on up. Well, we'll see how this whole Daywalker thing shakes out. See how you normal people live, and find out what that burning ball in the sky is that's been interrupting my sleep for the past decade. So wish me luck over at GruntFreePress.com, or send me tips on how to deal with normies without murdering them to podcast@GruntFreePress.com. Absolute deicide, and have a fine day, fellow humans.